This is Lewis Navalier. It is Monday, June 15th. Well, I want everybody to be happy today because this is the start of quarter-end window dressing. We had a little last week, but it's happening big time right now, and we're actually having a pretty good day. I know the market gapped down this morning because Europe was down, Asia was down, and that's a lot of our big moves in the market come from overseas. But then as the market firmed up, as the day went on, our stocks have been amazingly strong under the surface. So this is what we call a big relative strength day. We have a lot of stocks up, especially the A-rated stocks. There's a lot of flight to quality right now. And, you know, a lot of the stocks are involved in travel and leisure are getting hit right now. So, you know, the talking heads will tell you it's all because of the COVID-19 issues because they might be resurfacing. But, you know, even though Houston, Phoenix are starting to have some pretty serious outbreaks, the main thing you folks should be aware of, the testing has expanded. And as you test more people, you're going to get more cases. But the key is, do we have more folks in the hospital? So Phoenix is what everybody's watching. They're, I think, at 83% capacity. And, you don't want, you know, people getting COVID-19 coronavirus and then having the hospitals full. So so that's the only thing that we're watching right now. But it looks, if anything, the rates of are falling. The death rates are falling because more people are testing positive and are asymptomatic. So I don't mean to make light of this, okay? I know it's a very serious situation. I know a lot of people are scared to travel. I know we all got to wear masks and all that good stuff. But the bottom line is it's not going to kill the economy, okay? And if anything, it just causes a flight to quality, and that's what we have. In the meantime, I do want to talk to you about interest rates. I have to say I was rattled by last week's Federal Open Market Committee statement. And Jerome Powell's press conference, he was incredibly dovish, very depressed, and I'm surprised he didn't call for his mommy. I mean, it was that shocking, okay? They're not going to be raising rates anytime soon, folks. 2.5 years of zero interest rates, and that should stimulate the economy. It certainly helps the housing markets. It certainly should help auto sales, you know, 0% auto financing will become increasingly common. So they're trying to stimulate the economy. And but there's a lot of service workers in the economy who are still unemployed. Although if you look at the employment statistics, they're getting better. I mean, weekly claims keep falling. The people on unemployment keep falling, okay? The distortions seem to be that there's a lot of independent contractors, including Uber and Lyft drivers, that we're getting unemployment, okay? And in theory, as they go back to work, you know, that the numbers get a lot better. So we shall see. You know, it's very, very serious. Also, it's a worldwide problem. You know, there's a lot of layoffs in Europe already. Britain seems to be having a really tough time. Their economy contracted over 20% in April. So, you know, we Americans are more optimistic. And hopefully we'll recover a lot faster. The stock market has fully anticipated a V-shaped economic recovery. The Fed's predicting a U. And it's just going to be fascinating to see how this shakes out. In the meantime, the main thing that's happened is interest rates have fallen back where they should be. Today, as I speak to you, the 10-year Treasury is under 0.69. Literally 10 days ago it was 0.91, okay? And the Fed has come out, push yields lower, announced that, you know, they're going to be buying $80 billion a month of treasury securities, $40 billion a month of mortgage-backed securities. They and the European Central Bank are buying corporates, they're buying all kinds of things. They're trying to keep markets liquid is the bottom line. They don't want any credit crises out there. So I feel good that it's a flight to quality time. So what's happening in the last 2 weeks of June, we have the annual Russell rebalancing. Russell announces three times the changes are indices. They keep refining it. The final changes are on after the market close on June 29th. We have the 90-day ETF realignment. And of course, we have professional institutional managers trying to make their portfolios pretty. And a lot of our defensive stocks are really doing well today. So that's a sign that it's just going back to quality, and that's what we do. So I don't want people to be upset when they see the market swing around. The markets are definitely oscillating. So if they're down today, they'll be up tomorrow and vice versa. So you got to kind of get used to that up, down movement. But quality is just capturing professional buying pressure, institutional buying pressure. And on a down day, it's exhibiting incredible relative strength. You know, last week we were well more than 3% better than the S&P last week, and this week's even stronger. So I feel good that our stocks are exhibiting relative strength. I think a lot of our good stocks on dips are great buying opportunities, like the cloud computing stocks are a good example. I know I keep mentioning those, but we have our biggest holding in cloud computing up today, but there's one of our three cloud computing stocks is down slightly. So, you know, if you can buy good stocks on dips, it's the way to go. But I don't want you to worry, because the money's flowing our way, supporting our stocks, folks. So that's it. It's Louis Navalier. Take care, everybody. I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions. But it's time for quality. It's time for our stocks to rally. Take care.